Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Jane and Michael are headed to Montana. Petra is headed to her first lesbian bar, and we have a very special guest tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You so
I like that music.
I just got so excited. Oh, yes. My goodness. Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. We are so excited tonight. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Delia Gomez, to my left.
Hey, guys.
And to her left, Miss Nima Sky.
Hello, guys.
And the beautiful Miss Simone Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
And we have a extra special guest tonight, Mr. Alfonso De Luca.
Yes.
Hello. Ooh,
so excited. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
What an amazing energy here.
We got Jorge in the house.
I know. We are all so excited. We've been talking about this all week. Mm-hmm. We cannot believe you're here. So really, thank you for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule and joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. It is actually a great pleasure to be here with you girls.
Thank you.
Really nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Of course.
First and foremost, I have to ask, is there any hope for Jorge and Alba?
Well, that is a difficult question to start with.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it seems to be like a loving relationship, yeah. So I hope there is.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to wait and actually see it with our own eyes.
He's making us wait. Yeah. He's making
right.
us wait.
That's a smart answer.
It's burning.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I hope so, too. I hope they get together, or I hope it works out, because I love them.
I
As
know.
A couple, they're so good.
Sort of.
Also, because the love was there before. It's not like they never dated and one person likes that person and another person doesn't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's history and that passion can be reignited. And
that's right.
We want to see it happen again.
Yeah, and like Simone says, it's very important because you're developing a relationship and
right.
you need time to actually get it to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like happening right. in real life. I mean, it's like that. Those type of relationships are very common, especially with the factor of, separation by immigration issues and things like that. It's very, it's a strong topic and very vivid in our society at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that this show is actually tackling it. That's amazing it's very, especially as a Latina watching it. I mean, I get to go home and I see the news, like Univision, my parents are watching it and it's constantly playing at our house. And it's affecting more of, you know, my culture, my people. But yeah, I love that I can have a show where I'm just like, yeah, okay. Like we're actually dealing with stuff that my uncles and aunts and cousins are.
It is incredible you're saying that because, you know, I was thinking about the issue recently, and I had the same situations in my family and my own life.
Wow.
Like Delia says, it's very common in Hispanic communities in general. And so I have, you know, first-hand experience with that type of issues. And I think I bring that to the character somehow.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
I hope, you know, you can see it, that I know what I'm basically portraying is somebody that is close to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that helps also portray the character a lot better when you can personally relate, whether it's through a friend's story and putting that into your character.
Correct.
Because it makes it a lot more sincere and that translates to the audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the writers know the issue very well too on the show, so that's very important.
Yeah.
They bring the you know, special important points in that issue. And so they know what they're writing about.
Yeah, they do a great job, honestly.
Excellent.
They do a wonderful job with it, especially introducing people who aren't very or who the majority of the audience might be, you know, the standard American audience that's not Latino necessarily, or Latinx. Mm-hmm. So introducing them to issues that, you know, we feel firsthand oftentimes, but, you know, it's not something that people often think about the top of their head. Right.
Yeah. So now that Rivette asked me what was going to happen in my relationship, what would you like to see happening there?
Ooh. Oh, I would love to see Alba and Jorge work it out. I just think Alba has been single and taking care of her daughter and her granddaughter for so long and so selfless, and her whole life has been about her family. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to see her really in love and connect with someone. And the timing might be off, and it's always been like a bumpy road between Jorge and Alba, but that does touch on real relationships and, right. you know, me as well. I'm not Latina, but being Middle Eastern, my family has dealt with, you know, immigration issues as well. So I think that's what we all love about this show. It's just that you can laugh with the characters, you can cry with the characters, you fall in love with the characters, but it's also touching on real life issues. And mm-hmm. I think that's why we're so in love with the show.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. So important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think it would also be great to show that you can find love at any age, you know? You just because. Yes.
What do you mean by that? I mean, I don't know if I like that comment.
Look at Alfonso. I love it.
I know.
I love it.
Love is translated in all ages. Basically.
Yes.
There you go.
That's what we're saying. Not discriminate, you know? But she lost her love, Zoe's father, early in life. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean she can't find it again, whether that's through Jorge or whoever
that's right.
else.
That's right. true.
But yeah.
And let me allow me to say this about Yvonne Cole, who plays Alba.
Yes.
Apart from her character as Alba, she's an amazing actress, mm-hmm. amazing artist, and it's so powerful to
work with.
You know, work with her and join, you know, do scenes together.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She really brings a lot of emotion to the role, and mm-hmm. she's a great artist.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of great chemistry.
You do.
Yes, I gotta say.
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Yes. We felt it, especially in this episode.
Yeah, this episode.
A lot of chemistry in
she
this
comes
episode.
Into the house and she's like, "What's going on?" And you just give her a big kiss, and I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Actually, it's my understanding that I was brought to the show to do maybe a couple of episodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
But you know.
But they wrote her story into the game.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So see, the actual shows for your
gift. Yes.
I actually don't know for sure.
That's really great.
Wow. Because it's just so believable.
It is.
Like, how could they not continue the storyline?
Sure. One thing is, too, that she's from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yvonne Cole. I'm from the Dominican Republic. So, you know, the
idiosyncrasy
of that. That's right. It's Caribbean flavor.
Right.
So it was easy for us to connect.
Yeah.
Chemistry is everything. And so, like, whenever you see that in characters, it makes it so believable to the point where you have to look at your life and say, wow, like, am I really replicating, like, this same type of love in my life? So, amazing job.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaking of chemistry,
yes.
This episode,
oh my.
We saw a lot.
Yes.
And also, not a lot of chemistry between Xiomara and Rogelio.
No.
They are going through it.
I know. You know, I mean, I think... One thing I think I love about this show is that it really brings forth a lot of life issues that people really, really, really mm-hmm. deal with. And, you know, it brings humor, it brings laughter, it brings love, it brings so much to the table. And I love how these characters come together and are actually really, really portraying, like, something that actually happens. But I love her husband and how he just supports her through everything. I'm just like, oh, my God. It just makes me fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Well, you can do a lot of things for your partner, but if there isn't any chemistry, that's a little problematic.
Yeah.
But, you know, chemistry can be developed with time, actually.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You work it out. You figure out ways.
Sort of.
It's like it's a new age or a new time in their lives, both of them.
Yeah.
And it's like the chemo brought on an early menopause for Zoe. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, things were going to change eventually for her. She didn't think it was going to be so young that she would have to start going through it. But the change was were coming. They were coming anyways.
I think what struck me was when she said, I'm 46 and I can't have sex anymore. I don't enjoy it. And I was like, that's so sad because technically like a woman's sexual prime is in her 40s. So, So it's almost like the antithesis of that. She's not really reaping the benefits at the time when she should be able to do it. Mm-hmm. But like we said, he's a great husband.
Amazing husband.
And
this Simone is something else. No, actually, I agree with you.
It's a fact, right? I mean, can you imagine, like, not being able to experience...
How about for a man? What would you say?
For a man? Mm. Well, I don't know what a man's sexual prime is.
Well, in my case, is basically my whole life.
Yeah, he's Dominican. He's Dominican.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah. You're right.
I learned in the Latin community that, you know, Latin men are very passionate.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. They could be. That's true.
You agree?
Yes, it's true.
For sure.
Yes.
It was really nice knowing, especially Rogelio and his character and how passionate he is.
Yes.
It was really nice seeing him like, it's okay, Zumara. Right. What's important is that the cancer is not coming back.
It was so selfless, a different type of chemistry, though. You know, again, like, there's different types of chemistry, but it really shows the power of, like, relationships. And, you know, even though, like, your partner's going through something, you have to really learn how to tap into, you know, that greatness within them, you know, to be able to help them push through. I mean, like, you know, I love you for who you are, you know, not because of what you're going through. And I think that especially within our, you know, within our generation, this is something that we definitely need to see, because I feel like, you know, we're in a society where, you know, if it doesn't work, let's just let it go. And I think that the director does a beautiful job of being able to show that in this relationship. So,
yeah.
Right. I love it.
And putting the ego aside, for sure. I think Rogelio, I think Latin men often get stereotyped of having really strong egos and machismo. Mm-hmm. And so seeing Rogelio, who is oftentimes very selfish and always puts himself first. But the fact that in these relationships, he's willing to be like, put the ego aside.
Right.
That's how it should be.
And it should be. Yeah. And that's a good lesson, because it, you know,
that's your life partner.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. That's a good point too.
Yeah. You know,
and we have to give credit to Jaime Camille for his performance, because
he's amazing.
Incredible range.
Yeah,
and actually, he's unbelievable. And
I just believe
my respects to him.
I just want to fall in love with him.
And you know what? In that case, Nima, that when you're acting with the caliber of artistry that these people bring to the show, and when you're sharing a scene with them, and you have them in person, and you're practicing your lines, and then, you know, shooting the actual scene, that it's an amazing feeling that you get, because you're just learning, but at the same time, you're sharing screen with somebody with that talent.
Right. Yeah,
it's a powerful experience.
Yeah. Their energy,
it's energy. Yeah,
right. And you know, believe it or not, these people, even though they're successful in their careers, they're just pretty people, just down to earth, like everybody else. Very, you know,
your family,
humble. Yeah.
Humble.
Everyone
humble.
I know who's worked on that show says they love it, and it's like a family. Is
totally,
it a family for
totally.
You?
Yeah, of course. Actually, recently I was talking to one of the people there at production. I was saying that it's incredible. What a coincidence that everybody here, not just in front of the camera but behind the camera, is so friendly and so nice. I mean, what a coincidence. And the lady pointed out, no, it's actually not a coincidence. It's the producing team have picked everybody according to their, you know, way of working, their personality, and their reputation, their professionalism. Yeah. So it's actually very well picked.
Wow, that's
amazing. Which is an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. You're so lucky.
Totally.
That's so amazing to work with good people.
It is, for sure.
It makes sense why you're there, though, because you're charming. Yeah. And you're charming. Totally. We love having you here. No, you've been nothing
so
sweet.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm not as sweet all the time.
Oh, I know. Listen,
we're definitely are human, but, you know,
I like...
Just check some of my photos online. You'll see what I mean.
I
played a pretty awful criminal at one point in my career, and I was actually portraying a real life character, and I was stopped on the street. Somebody thought that I was the guy, actually.
Oh wow!
So, it happened to me once.
Oh god!
Do you like playing good guy characters or bad guy characters more?
The good guys' characters come easier to me.
Because you're a good guy.
Natural.
Well, probably. But I like a challenge. So when I find a character that is not like I usually am naturally,
like that,
then I'm attracted to it, and I like to explore that avenue.
It pulls out those layers within
characters.
It happened,
you know, a few times in my career, actually.
Yeah.
So it's good.
It allows you to grow.
Huh?
Allows you to grow.
Totally.
Better your skills.
Yeah, definitely. And I've done some theater, and for some particular reason in theater, I have mostly play, you know, bad individuals. Or something. I don't know why, but on TV, it's usually, you know, a dad or a good guy, and this and that. It's easy to me.
It's so funny how that happens.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love it, and what I also love is AfterBuzz TV. And yes. Delia, do you want to tell them how much we love AfterBuzz?
We love you guys so much, and honestly, we couldn't be here without you guys checking in with us every week. So if you are listening to us on YouTube, just make sure to like and subscribe, and let us know what you're thinking. If you have any questions for Alfonso here, we would love to know and hear what your thoughts are on the episode as well. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate it. Every little bit helps us, and we're just excited to be here with you guys every week. And we love you guys, for sure.
We really do. It's like a family, just like the cast of Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
We are a family here. Our viewers, we love you guys. We read all the comments. We want to thank you so much.
We really do appreciate the support.
Oh, well, Rivette, yes? You're definitely getting some support because someone said, Rivette! Dominic Diaz.
Oh, Dominic.
Said, Rivette, so shout out to you.
Okay. Hi, Dominic.
And then someone said, Emily Marlowe said this episode was very sexual.
Yes.
It was.
And then she also said this episode was really sad. There was no need for Rose to take Michael's memory. And yeah, that's all we have right now.
I love it. So much going on. This episode was very sexual.
It was.
Did we love the dance moves with Jane and Petra?
Okay, can I just say?
I have to say I do.
I didn't know that you could spell, if you spell your butt, if you use your butt to spell your name, that allows you to twerk. Well, that was not twerking.
That was like
shimmy.
Right. It was just moving.
Hold on. What happened with that?
Dance like that?
It's actually
I definitely know. Let me show you. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I could use. I'm gonna try that tip because I'm not a very good dancer. So I'm definitely gonna try
the elbows.
The elbows. I'm gonna do the alphabet. I'm doing it all.
What's your go-to dance move when you're on the dance floor? Like, are you a two-stepper? Are you like a?
Depends on the music, actually. But yeah, I move a lot.
Okay.
Are you a salsero, merengue?
So I have a little problem though that when I finish dancing, I continue dancing actually to the area. But, you know, I'm talking to people. I'm still dancing.
Like, yeah.
It happens all the time. It takes me a while to rewind and go back to normal.
That's
great.
I was born dancing.
Same.
See.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite type? Is it like...
Oh, I like merengue, which is a typical Dominican music. Mm-hmm. But, I love to dance like rock and anything, actually.
Look at it. He's like all over.
Balls. Totally.
So Alfonso was born dancing and Petra was not.
No.
Were we surprised to see her in jeans at the lesbian bar getting her t-shirt wet?
Not at all. I mean, I felt like, again, you know, she's showing that, you know, she really, really loves her partner. And, you know, she's willing to do whatever it takes to be able to show her friend that, listen, I really do love your friend. So I have to say, hands down, I have to give her, like, a thumbs up because she did a great job. You know, of course, it wasn't something that was comfortable for her, you know, but she pushed her own ego aside and said, you know, let me do this. And it was so funny how she pulled Jane into it. You know, Jane gave her this big speech about being friends. And she just pulled her in, and I felt like she danced like a pro.
Yeah,
I was. Just because she puts the limits.
Yeah, of course.
That's a great...
I was totally surprised, though, because this is not her. This is not Petra. This is totally not Petra. And so, like, the fact that she's always so uptight and so, like,
not
in
anymore.
Control. Yeah. I mean, that's primarily, like, the theme of the episode was changes. And I definitely saw a change in her. She's trying to
change.
And I
think that's why JR is good for her, because JR breaks her out of her habits. Like, JR forces her to loosen up. JR forces her to be honest because she loves her so much and she's realizing it, the only way to keep this woman in her life is if she's transparent.
Right.
And I think that's why JR is good for her because she's forcing her to grow and you can't change someone unless they want to do that.
Right.
And Petra truly wants to change for herself.
But do we blame Leona, who is JR's friend, for saying, listen, you've hurt my friend multiple times. You made her lose her job. I don't like you.
That absolutely harsh? Not. No. No. No, absolutely not. Because I feel like, you know, your friends are like the ones in your life who have to have your back and be able to, you know, to let you know things about, you know, people that you love, you know, they have to give you like those red flags, which I think that it actually made her a better partner for JR because now she understands that this is the perception that she has. So then she has to make sure that she's a little bit more remorseful in maybe the things that, you know, she's done in the past with her. So now she has to make sure that she is showing a lot more love and being able to, you know, make up for the times that she lost. So I think that it's good. You know, it's actually putting fire. you know what I mean? And again, like, we all have inspiration in different ways, and I think that this was something to, like, really inspire the flame for their love. Even though, you know, JR got mad, she was ready to call her friend, which, you know, I get it, but it changed her partner. Like, it worked, you know? And who's to say that you know, that wasn't, you know, a trick for her to be able to try to get her to love her more, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or, I mean, like, I personally thought it was a little bit harsh sometimes because I'm like, you cannot like somebody if they hurt my friend, I'm going to support my friend if she's in a happy relationship. I'm going to be honest with my friend and tell her how I feel, but I won't necessarily go out of my way to make the other person uncomfortable and like to cause tension in their relationship because it's not my business. Exactly. It's not my business. Yeah. And I do care. You know?
I agree. I think there should be a level of respect. If we're all in the same room, you might not be my favorite person, but out of respect for my friend who loves you, I'm still going to be cordial. Yeah. I'm not going to be your best friend, but
Because maybe something underlying. You also make it really uncomfortable for the person in the middle, which would be JR, because here it is, my partner is trying so hard to be liked by my friend, and my friend is making it very obvious that she dislikes her. Even though Petra ruined that woman's life, let's not ignore the fact that she lost her job.
But see, that's the thing, like, you know, whenever you go to your friends and, you know, you tell them about the problems that you have and your friend sees your pain, I don't know about you, but, like, if, like, my friend lets me know that someone hurts them, like, automatically, I'm going to be so biased. I'm not going to like that person. Like, even if you bring that person around, I'm still not going to remember the things that, like, they did great. I'm going to remember the things that, you know, they did bad.
That's
also
why you don't tell every single thing to someone. Like, there are certain things that you keep in your relationship, regardless of who it is. Because then it gives people ammunition to do stuff like that and feel like they have, like, and they're entitled to insert themselves into your relationship.
Okay. You know what I mean? So you should hide your true intentions.
So what do you think? Venting to your friends about your relationship. How do you?
I actually don't have any friends. So.
Okay.
No, well, it depends. You know, some friends you can, you know, be very open with. Right. Some others, you know, the limits of each,
you know, your
particular friend. Depends. You know, not all friends are the same.
Right.
And sometimes I know I have a friend that I cannot talk about certain things with because he's not going to do nothing. Or but, you know, some others will basically give a good opinion about or advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, depends. Yeah. All depends.
Yeah. I agree.
You got to gauge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friends, some now, come, some go.
One thing about Grobglass, Yael Grobglass, she has a tremendous range in playing Petra.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the layers are amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Very professional actress. Amazing. Yeah.
She's good. Like, I love her energy, you know? There's just like something that's so real and just like I feel like everybody can really be able to relate to her because she has so many different layers to her characters, you know, and even though she seems to be uptight, like there's still something very powerful about her, you know, that I just love about her character. So yeah, I totally agree.
And there's times where she's been the complete villain.
Yeah.
And then there's times where we just feel for her. Yeah. Like, we laugh with her. She is
or the last episode where she was asking, or was it a couple episodes when she was telling Jane, like, you're not paying attention to me.
Right.
She was like a little girl. You're just like. Right. Yeah.
So it was weird, though, because in this episode, because we saw her and Jane become really close, and then she was shutting Jane out to protect Raphael. But at the same time, Raphael has a child with Jane. You and Jane are also cool, and Jane has a right to know.
And your sisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sisters.
Well, I mean, maybe she was going back to that point of, you know, really, really caring about him in a more romantic way.
No, possibly. But it was also just concerning because she literally thought something was wrong with him, and Petra wasn't giving her any.
Yeah, but like Petra was very upset. She was like, "I told you," like whenever Jane finally kind of like brought it to her, she's like, "Look, listen, I told you just stay out of it." So in my mind, like, why would? Well, I guess I can understand why he would definitely like share it with her because, you know, he feels more comfortable with her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did kind of feel like maybe she got a little bit upset, a little bit.
Petra,
yeah. I felt like the intensity of her anger was kind of directed in a different way.
Oh.
Well, given Raphael's track record with drugs and what he does when he is depressed or when he's upset or heartbroken, and then the children telling Jane, "Oh, daddy's taking drugs."
Right.
I think even if Petra's saying, "Don't worry, I got it handled," Jane is a very type A personality. Yep. She's going to get down to the bottom of it. She's not going to wait around for Petra to decide, like,
when she wants to tell her.
Exactly.
Especially if she knows in her heart that she's the source of this turmoil he's going through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just for her sanity, she needs to know what's going on.
Which is very interesting because I feel like there's like a parallel to JR's friend. She's basically treating Petra the same way, and now Petra's actually treating Jane that way.
Okay, Petra, let's say that again.
So basically Petra is like, you know, she's really angry with Jane, but because of the fact that Jane has hurt. Right, so I'm saying,
I get
like,
what you're saying, Raphael.
Right, so I see that, like, that's pretty much like a parallel in between those characters.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It is.
I love how the director did that.
I actually didn't notice that. Yeah, that's actually really interesting.
How accurate are you predicting things in the show? I mean, from before, you've been following the show, so every time you think, oh, this is going to happen, does it happen that way? Or
it's a telenovela, so we get surprised
all the time.
Yes. I think that's the beauty of the show, is that even though we think something's gonna happen, it still manages to surprise us.
Okay. Right. Because you don't really know.
And keep us on our toes, 100%.
That's
Michael
good.
Coming back from the dead? Are you kidding me? I was like,
Who would have ever thought that?
And then he got his memory back.
Oh, well, that one we kind of like knew it would probably happen. But
I was hoping that it wasn't, because you know what team I'm on.
I know.
Raphael.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I am too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, okay. I am too. I mean,
how about Jorge? No, Team Jorge.
We're all
Team Jorge.
Team Jorge.
Team Jorge.
All
of you.
Yes, we are.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely. I want the love
We're
to come.
We're Team Jorge and Alba together.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Simone, tonight Michael and Jane went down memory lane.
Yeah. They did.
Trying to relive their last moments together before he died. Do we think that really helped the situation? I mean, we saw they were able to hack into the system. What was it
Buttercup?
Called?
Buttercup. Was it Buttercup?
Or something.
That was the username. But Sin Rostro was one step ahead of them.
Always.
Always. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it looks like Luisa is not with that guy anymore, because he's like, he got on the call. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Where is Luisa?
That was the guy that was planning the whole pie thing, remember?
Yeah.
At the door. So I was like, okay, so, well, clearly she's up to something. We don't know what.
We still don't know what's going on with that.
I feel like Michael was really reaching, because it's not so much of him trying to remember actually what happened. It's more of him trying to get back to the memory of what him and Jane had.
Well, you know what? I actually felt like I was torn, because he still has so much of Jason in him.
Yes.
That it's like, it's not Michael.
We saw them bumping
It wasn't
heads.
Michael anymore.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid of Michael and Jason.
Yeah. It was so weird, because they were going down memory lane, but it wasn't Michael anymore. It was this combination of his new personality.
With that accent, I really can't believe that it's Michael, because it always throws me off.
Yeah.
Okay. The kind of
the southern Montana accent. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
also,
good.
They want to know, what team are you on, Alphonse? Are you on Team Raphael?
You can never say.
I know. He's like, please, I don't think you can
say.
Really say. No. You can be neutral if you want to.
Neutral.
Yes. Team Jane.
No. Yes.
Thank you, Nima.
You're welcome.
Neutral.
I got you.
Team, what is it? Alba and
Jorge.
Jorge.
You probably even can't say that, too.
Well, I can say whatever, but I'm going to say it. I actually don't know. To tell you the truth, I'm just letting the story flow.
Bill. We appreciate it. No, we
I
appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. I love the mystery that's in the air.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Like, we're asking you questions, but we don't like know. Not
it's
telling
not
us,
because
it's more
I
exciting.
Can't tell you. It's yeah. because I don't know, actually. Yeah. If I did, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we might know is something we can talk about during our news and gossip section.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure.
After TV news. Little song. So, apparently there are leaked photos of Jane the Virgin, and there, if you're listening on iTunes right now, there is a picture on the screen of Jane in a wedding dress.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Louisa is standing behind her, but who is the man she's staring at? Is that?
That looks like
a Emilio.
Yeah. It's definitely.
Could there be a wedding this season?
She's in a wedding dress.
Right.
For sure. So
for sure.
But it could also be like
it could
those
be a dream.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how they do that? They
magical
us.
Realism.
Yeah. I think this is from the last day of
one of their last days.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It could be a dream. Yeah.
I don't think it's a dream.
Yeah, it could be a dream.
I mean, totally. I know we haven't got
Were
good predictions,
there?
But.
What was it? Neutral.
Yeah, neutral.
I can see the picture from here, so I can comment about it.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can look back at it later,
okay.
And then you can remember.
So how did you get a hold of that picture then?
It was online.
Online?
Yeah.
Somebody put
I think
okay.
it was, yeah.
Wow.
It was
it's probably there
on
to
Twitter.
Say, hey, okay. listen, keep watching if you want to know who the man is.
I think even Rogelio even probably, because Rogelio
now, could be something in real life. Is that, or
Gina's real wedding?
No. is she getting married? Okay, I see.
Luisa is Gina's
no, no.
maid of
so, no. In that case.
Who knows? Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. It's just,
yeah.
It's like I want it to be real.
I feel like because of.
I guess Raphael.
I don't know. I love them both. I really do. I love Michael. I love Raphael. I love Rogelio. I love Jorge. I love everybody.
We love all the men on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But at the end of the day, we know that Jane has to choose someone.
I do think it's real. I don't think it's a dream.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
a matter of who it is.
And it's telenovela fashion. If it ends with like a wedding, that is so typical of telenovelas.
Exactly.
That is just like how
so
you end
fake.
Fiend. That's how it is.
Okay, we can all vote though. Who do you guys, do you think it's, who do you think it'll
After
be?
Today's episode, I'm going to say Raphael. Just because
Whoa.
Of
yeah. I wasn't expecting
Really?
That.
Yeah, because I don't know how I'm feeling about Jason right now. Jason/Michael right now.
And you are team Michael or
I'm
team Raphael?
I don't know.
I feel like he has an agenda. I definitely feel like he has an agenda.
Michael?
Yeah, to take her, because, like, why is he going back to Montana? Is the question. Like, why does he want to take her back to Montana?
Wait, he has an agenda to take her away from Raphael?
Well, no, I mean, that was the last thing that he said. He was like, will you go back to me to South Montana? And the first thing I thought to myself, he has some type of agenda. Because
like
basically,
here's the
thing, like, I feel like he wants to get her away from what she knows. And like, he wants to create this reality for her. Of,
but
like,
I also think it's because they don't connect, and she doesn't know the other half of him. Like Delia's saying,
right.
You still get residual Jason personality. Mm. And so for her to fully, like, connect with him more, it makes more sense to see where he's from.
Where these,
for sure.
Or these new characters.
But he was definitely saying that, you know, hey, now we are two different people. And I feel like he was telling her, in order for us to be the same person, we need to be in the same place, away from everything that you know and everything that I'm familiar with, so that I can bring you into my world. I'm telling you guys, listen.
Maybe.
I know.
I don't know. That's a lot. I don't even know why Jane agreed. Like, you have your son and your man is on antidepressants and you're leaving them. Like, I'm going on a trip. Like, come
but
on.
You know what? Like,
come on.
Whenever they got locked into that room, whenever they were trying to hide from that guy, he told her, he was like, you know, I gave up my career for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that she was like, wow, like, he really loves me. Like, because there's, like, in real love, there's sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what drew her into him. Because she completely forgot about Raphael. And she was like, wait a minute, like, this man really loves me. And so I think that's what brought the memory back of being in love with him. You know, like, how can you not love someone who's willing to give up something that they love?
He is a ride or die.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
Nice segue there.
I like it.
Speaking of ride or die, it's time for our special segment. If you're new here, our special segment, Vroom Vroom, Ride or Die. You like
that? Sure, of course.
So we are going to talk about who our ride or die character was in this week's episode. And Simone, you want to go first?
Yes. My ride or die was Rogelio in this episode. He was so emotionally intelligent and put himself aside and really showed what it means to be there for your spouse through thick and thin, through sickness and health.
I have to
literally
say that.
Because, I mean, sex is a really important part of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then prior to even having this issue, she was going through the chemo, and that was a whole nother set of challenges. So him just really being selfless and not even being selfish in this situation was really beautiful, and he handled it so gracefully. So he was my ride or die.
Wow. I love it. Mm-hmm. I have to say that my ride or die tonight had to be Petra. You know, she knew that she messed up, and I mean, like, her sacrifice to, like, release herself from being, I guess we would say, uptight and being into something that, you know, she was more comfortable in, and to really show forth and get into her partner's world was a big thing. Like, that actually shows the fact that it's not just about her. Like, she's willing to be self-sacrificing and really say, hey, I'm really in it to, you know, have my partner and be able to love her. So I have to say, she's my true ride or die.
I'm going to say abuela. I mean, like, what a total change from abuela. The fact that, like, Zoe was having such a hard time. And, you know, abuela offered sex advice. And, like, it was the first time we've seen that side of her. And I was very much falling in love with... I love to have a grandma like that. It's just, like, pull me aside.
Yes, I love her.
Un conejito. Look at me. Because
abuela is the reason why Jane wanted to save herself.
Yeah. Right.
So we saw
this 180. Exactly. 180. Love it.
But I also feel like she was kind of in... She was also in heat herself. We see this the entire episode. Yeah.
You're so enticing.
Yes. Yes. Intriguing.
So funny to see her like that. Well, all three of you took my ride or die. I was going to say Rogelio, and then I was going to say Petra, and then I was going to say Abuela. But I'm still going to say Abuela because of a different reason, because of how she handled Jorge not loving her. And she was just very, like,
honest
and truthful and selfless. And she was like, I still want to help you with your immigration, but I just can't really be around you. Mm-hmm. And I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
It just warmed my heart.
That's real love.
Well,
and
as much as I want to agree with each of you, I have to say, for me, this week, Jorge.
Yes, I love it.
Come on. I put such an act.
Yes, that was a good act, yeah.
So, you have to give me credit.
Yeah, you did.
I believed it for a hot second.
Yeah.
So. No, but I agree with you, Rogelio. Yeah. I mean, all of you have valid points, actually, definitely.
It's tough. It's tough choosing just one.
No.
It really is.
So many different... They're all likable. This is such a great story.
So many storylines.
Yes.
What is going to happen?
I know.
Let's discuss in our predictions.
Oh, wow.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to be the first one?
I'm out of the set.
Yeah, you can say it.
Delia?
Well, I'm going to say that maybe Jason/Michael probably starts to grow on...
absolutely.
Jane a little bit more, especially being in Montana. That's a little bit different change of scenery. I'm really hoping that Zoe gets her groove back. I really my girl's out there suffering, so I really want her to rekindle her relationship with Rafael. I mean, with
Rogelio.
Yes. Gracias. Sí. And so yeah, that's where my predictions are.
Okay. I think Rafael is going to go down a darker, deeper hole. I don't see it getting any better.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he just sticks with the antidepressants and he doesn't actually use drugs. But it's going to be hard just because Jane is still trying to figure out what her relationship is with Michael. So, and also, would he want to be a rebound? Like, oh, I don't love Michael. I want to come back to you. That doesn't feel good either.
No.
So... it's going to be rough for my man.
Well, I think that Jane is going to go to Montana and she's going to first enjoy it, but then there's going to be something that's going to happen that's going to make her turn and go back to Rafael.
Oh.
I think that Rafael, and I think that once she does go back to him, or tries to, I think that he's going to be like, no. Mm-hmm. I think that it's definitely going to be a fight, for sure. I think that Abuela and Jorge is going to get together. For sure.
I like Jorge.
I think that there's going to be love.
This is on the use telephone, so he has no idea.
By the way, I just came up with the name for them, Alhe, because Alba.
Alhe.
I like that.
Like Brad and Angelina.
That's a hashtag.
It's pretty. That's really pretty.
That's my brother's name, Alhe.
No way.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, like, he's acting right now. We believe him. He's so good. Like,
so believable.
So believable.
I'm flattered.
Okay, that's funny.
I also think something is going to happen while Jane is in Montana, and it's not going to be good, and I think she's going to come rushing back.
Yep.
Alfonso, you have no predictions for us?
It's going to be great.
That's the prediction.
We can definitely predict that.
It's going to be fantastic.
We know.
We're going to cry, though.
It's not going to be
definitely. And thank you so much once again for joining us tonight. Honestly, this was so amazing. Yeah. I know you're super busy, and you're so talented, and we're just honored for you to be here with us.
Thank you so much for those words.
We wish you the best in everything that you do.
Thank you so much. I will come back here.
Oh, definitely.
Please come back.
Please come back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. That's it for us tonight. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
And you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at It's Delia Gomez.
All social media platforms at Nema Sky, NeemaSkye.
And you can follow me at Simone Thomas on all social platforms. Thanks for joining us, guys.
And you can follow me on TV.
Perfect. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.